shipping and the industry.
Find Russia as dawn breaks. President Obama getting ready for a meeting with Prime Minister Putin. However, previous to that, a big, big meeting with President Dmitry Medvedev. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we are going to zig and zag all over the place because there is a ton to talk about on this hour of America Tonight. We do start in Moscow because here's what went down. Apparently, the two pretty much committed to a year-end deal to slash those nuke stockpiles by about a third. But Obama fell short because he could not crack open the code, the stubbornness of the Kremlin, if you will, to their major objections, the major roadblock to America's missile defense plans. So I would think that this agreement won't really come together if that's the major stumbling block. Here's what Obama said after the meeting between the two.
We resolved to reset U.S.-Russian relations so that we can cooperate more effectively in areas of common interest. Today, after less than 6 months of collaboration, we've done exactly that by taking concrete steps forward on a range of issues while paving the way for more progress in the future. And I think it's particularly notable that we've addressed the top priorities. These are not second-tier issues. They are fundamental to the security and the prosperity of both countries. First, we've taken important steps forward to increase nuclear security and to stop the spread of nuclear weapons. This starts with the reduction of our own nuclear arsenals. As the world's two leading nuclear powers, the United States and Russia must lead by example, and that's what we're doing here today. We have signed a joint understanding for a follow-on treaty to the START agreement that will reduce our nuclear warheads and delivery systems by up to a third from our current treaty limitations. This legally binding treaty will be completed this year.
All right, so what does that mean when you look at Iran? Anybody trusting that nutball Ahmadinejad? I would think that Iran would be part of the conversation. And in fact, supposedly, when the two got together, that was a lot of what the back and forth was. The briefing that they held. Iran supposedly dominated the private meetings opening this summit, but no word out of what's going on with Iran. Is Russia ready to help the United States to put some pressure on Tehran to abandon their nuclear aspirations, ambitions, whatever you want to call it? To me, that would be the top mission, the top of the line on the ledger, because, let's face it, Iran starts to really amp up. And I think they are amping up. They really start to amp up. Do you want to be shy in the stockpile of nukes with Ahmadinejad sitting on them? I'm going to say no. So this will be interesting to see what happens out of the Vladimir Putin meeting. This is, Obama said Putin, if you remember, still had one foot in the old Cold War way of doing things. So let's see what comes out of those two getting together. Medvedev, by the way, insisted that a replacement to the Keystone START 1 nuclear arms reduction treaty, which expires December 5th, has to be linked to Russian concerns about the U.S. missile defense program. That's what I was talking about in Eastern Europe. So it's unclear if at all they're prepared to just ditch the negotiations over the issue. Is it a killer? I think it is a killer. I don't know that this is all going to happen with reducing the stockpile anyway because of the missile defense program. And I don't think, frankly, the U.S. should ditch that. Do you? We got a ton of other things that we're going to get to, including Congressman Pete King going off the, not off the grid, but just blowing his top over Michael Jackson coverage, something that a lot of people want to do because they're sick of seeing and hearing about the king of pop. Let's take our leadoff man, Sam, in Montreal across the border, of course. Hey, Slam and Sammy, how are you?
Let's see. We're doing both Hunky and Dory. And and Julie's daughter's leaving the end of next month back to Italy.
Ooh, how exciting. Italy, a great place to play. I don't know about living there, but playing is good for her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I agree with that politician. I'm sorry he's passed away, like I said, but I'm also getting slightly tired of, like, Michael Jackson's estate, Michael Jackson's kids. Next thing you know, they're going to say that, you know, there's going to be some tabloids going to say, oh, we found out what Michael Jackson had for his last meal. You know?
Oh, that's already happening. Forget it. Yeah. I mean, they're down to how much he weighed and the bones in the back
right.
and all that.
And unfortunately, I don't know if you heard what happened, but last week, the Canadian Football League season opened, and there's a team here called the Toronto Argonauts, or as we like to call them, the Argonauts.
Mm-hmm.
One of the players scored a touchdown, and he takes off his shoulder pads and his shirt and lies down and crosses his arms across his chest, and he said that was in memory of Michael Jackson. The league didn't take too kindly to it. They fined him, and the coach said, you do it again, and you're suspended.
Wow.
Because, you know, that was, you know, in poor taste. I mean, and yet another player on the same team scored a touchdown, and he did so like a Michael Jackson dance. To me, that was in relatively decent taste. And I don't know if you heard, but people who, you know, got tickets for the memorial tried to put them on eBay, and eBay said, uh-uh, and they took them off already.
Yeah, I mentioned that on our last Hour of America tonight, that they yanked them, and good for them, because how ridiculous. Of course, people are going to try to make thousands of dollars because only a limited amount of people can go there. They think there's going to be half a million people outside of the Staples Center. How crazy is that?
And don't be surprised if, you know, people are going to be clamoring. I have to, you know, they're going to be using the line. I'm Michael's biggest fan. I have to go in, you know, the usual stuff, you know what I mean? I'm thinking, what is the Jackson family doing? Why didn't they just make it a private family thing? That's it. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what. All you have to know about that, Sam, and thanks for the call. We're up against it.
You
have to know about that is Joe Jackson making the comment about his own record company when they interviewed him at the BET Awards about his son's death. Time Magazine does a thing where they have the memorable quotes of the week. And it was in such poor taste, we couldn't believe it. We talked about it on America Tonight. It was listed in the quotes section because he was pumping his record company. So I think it's more about the other people than it is about Michael Jackson in some ways and a way to promote. I'm not saying the sisters and the brothers so much, but the father, I just do not get this guy. Remember, this is what he said. I want to make this statement. This is a real good statement here. Marshall and I, we own a record company. He was plugging his new business venture during an interview about the death of his son, Michael Jackson. That's all you have to know about how screwed up this is. And this thing with the memorial service, over 8,750 names were chosen, right? So as Sam said, they're trying to sell these tickets. Check this out. 80 movie theaters in 31 states are showing the service. Oh. Odds and ends on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinek, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-888-8888. 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, so here in America Tonight, we're just talking about President Obama and his meeting with Medvedev agreeing to a deal to cut weapons, but will that deal actually happen because of missile defense for the U.S. and Europe? I'm going to say, it might be on ice. We'll see what happens in that meeting with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and that's set to get underway in a little while. Also happening overseas, a follow-up to Iran, the Ayatollah Khamenei is warning the West to stop meddling in Iran's affairs. Ooh, the strongest statements so far. And don't forget about China. You know, they've arrested about 1,400 people. They've had these ethnic riots. I mentioned that on our last show. I'll tell you more about that coming up around the bend. In the meantime, there are a lot of other things close to home, certainly happening in politics, some crazy things. There's still fallout over Sarah Palin and her decision to resign, the governor of South Carolina. The Republicans are voting to censure him, basically, and the people in South Carolina are sick of it. Whether they're Republicans, Independents, Democrats, they all just want to see Mark Sanford go away. And a New York congressman, wow, really blasted Michael Jackson, calling him a pervert, saying it's ridiculous, all this media coverage. And what about the people that are on the line every day? What's happening with them in Afghanistan, the situation in Iraq with the pullout, of course, that happened on the 30th, and some of the other things. And we're going to let you hear that. In the meantime, sad story about, boy, really sad story about a guy who I only interviewed him one time, but from what I can tell of other people who covered him on a daily basis, I'm talking about the former quarterback of the Tennessee Titans who finished his career with Baltimore. It's just one of the great guys from a sports point of view of covering him, but apparently had this other life going on. He was married. He was having an affair with a 20-year-old girl, and it looks like it ended very badly because he had 4 bullets in him. He was killed. They found his body. She was found not far away, and it looks like a murder-suicide. She picked up a gun. on Thursday. So all these sordid details are coming out about Steve McNair, the quarterback, a guy who had a 13-year career in the NFL and almost won a Super Bowl. So his coach, Jeff Fisher, who was a longtime coach for Steve McNair, was very, very emotional. And he felt like, because everybody was asking him for a comment, that he needed to say something about the person. And bravo to him. I'm going to let you hear his whole statement. Here's what he said.
As I sat in my office moments ago pondering what to say, it occurred to me, say what the Steve McNair you knew would want you to say. The Steve that I knew, if he were here right now, would want me to say, Michelle, I love you. To Tyler, to Trent, to Steven, Junior, I love you. That's what he would want me to say, the Steve that I knew. Lucille, Fred, and everybody, I love you. Steve McNair that I knew would want me to say, I'm sorry, not perfect. We all make decisions sometimes that are not the best interest. Please forgive me. The Steve McNair that I knew would want me to say, celebrate my life for what I did on the field, for what I did in the community, the kind of teammate that I was. That's what Steve that I knew would want me to say.
All right, so well put, I think, by his former coach. 800-259-5791. You can throw in your 2 cents, as I'm fond of saying, on any of the stuff that we're talking about here on America Tonight. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, how you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been good. Thanks. I wondered what happened to you. I thought, oh, he's busy. He is wrapped up. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Kate, this is the only time in my life I've ever wished I was married. Would you like to know why?
Why? What's going on?
I'm trying to buy a house. And my house needs for kicks, man. I'm telling you. You know, it's kind of like,
tough.
I mean, you pick what you like and I'll buy it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and my work schedule and trying to deal with a realtor and all that kind of stuff in between. And I'll tell you something. You remember a while back I called up and told you about credit cards and that if you don't have them, it hurts your credit score, and then you have them and you use more. It's only 30% according to a couple of the bureaus I've talked to. If you use more than 30% of the balance, then it counts against you.
Right.
And like, where do they write these rules up at? So, you know, they send you a $1,000 credit card. And you think, hey, cool, I got $1,000 I can go spend. I'm going to buy a new TV, right? Oh, but that's negative to my credit score because I've been over $300 unless you buy a cheap TV, you know.
Right,
And, you know, it's just like, what do they write these rules up? I mean, they don't teach you this in school. I guess you're supposed to just find out along the way or something.
Totally right. And they jerk you around with the credit cards. You and I have already talked about that. That whole credit card reform thing isn't going to do much good anyway. But, yeah.
And the fees and all that stuff. And at first I was like, hey, you know, if you can't pay your credit cards, don't get them, you know, and don't blame the credit card companies. But when I see this kind of stuff, like, you know, Kate, when I watch an NBA game, I know every role in the game.
Right.
You know, if something happens, I know what's going on. And if I don't, I've got a Robux I can look up and say, oh, hey, I didn't know that one. You know, but these credit card companies look like they make this stuff up as they go along, you know. And now, Kate, boy, let me tell you, I thought they were bad. Oh, man. Double it with realtors. I'm telling you, this mortgage stuff, it's unbelievable. So, you know. And I understand why my mortgage guy's been so nice to me. He's like, he's getting 6% of the cut. So, but I got to tell you, I don't want to tell you on air what happened with this deal I was going with, but I have to tell you where this house is at I was looking for. It's up on a hill in Utah Valley, which is where Provo's at, of course, BYU. And it has a 270-degree view from the top of this hill from the west to the east. You're looking north and all the way around. and there's no way it can be obstructed. It's breathy. You can actually watch the sunrise and the sunset, you know. And then all of a sudden, this is a listed price, and we end up in a bid. I end up in a bid with somebody else. Now, I've never dealt with a realtor because I never bought a house before. And I thought, you know, with this, all the tax incentives, and, you know, it's a great time to buy right now, right?
Right.
And so I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking, you know, this guy comes back, I, you know, I put my bid in, and he goes like, oh, we got to sweeten the deal. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we got to add a few more thousand onto this, you know, and you got somebody bidding against you. Like, that's for short sales, you know, what's this bidding stuff? You know, and then all of a sudden at the end of Friday, I find out, oh, they outbid me. And I'm like, you know, you're kidding me, but don't worry, the house right next door is getting foreclosed on. They're going to give you a good deal on that one. <It's just> like, you know, I'm just like, you know, of course, you don't want to lose 6% of $250,000, right?
Right, of course.
You know, these guys, they're as bad as car salesmen. They're as bad as the snakes that run credit bureaus. Credit cards, you know, I mean, it's just amazing, you know. I'm just like, you know, give me the rules and tell me what's going on, and I'll play by them, you know. But holy cow. But anyway, though, so we're still working on it, but we'll see what happens. But anyway, hey, did you go, by the way, before you let me out, did you catch Public Enemies?
I didn't see it yet, but I'm going to see it this week. Did you see it? You didn't see it.
Well, I sort of did, so... I didn't be with all this realty stuff going on, and I got 3 hours of sleep on Thursday, and I did not sleep on Friday. And Friday night, I went with my, I got this first time my parents and I've been able to go to a movie probably in 10 years together. And,
right.
And I could not stay away. I mean, I was just like, zombie. And it wasn't because the movie was dull or anything. It's just, it was really hard for me to stay awake. And so I probably didn't get the whole gist of it, but my mom loved it. And my dad thought it was stupid.
You're going to have to see it again.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have to watch it again just to, you know, but he just thought, you know, he doesn't see the purpose of cheering on some guy that killed a lot of people, you know, John Dillinger. But anyway, though, I said, yeah, but you rooted for Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. What's the difference?
Yeah, no kidding, Pops. Hey, good luck with that house hunting thing. You got to keep us up on the tales of Don getting a house. We want to know.
Hey, I'll send you pictures of this panoramic view. I've never seen anything like it. You know, can you imagine being in your own house and watching the sunrise on one side and in the evening being able to watch it set? I mean, that's really cool, you know, and then the valley's right below you and the lake's right in front of you, and it's something. So I'll get you pictures, so we'll catch up.
Yeah, send us the pictures. We want to see it, definitely. Yeah, it's tough, Don. People don't realize that, and it is there is a process to it. And while Don is getting outbidded, how about the Phillies out hitting the Reds 22-1, 10 runs in the first inning alone. A tough night for the Cincinnati Reds. Ooh, stay with us on ATN.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, this is Congressman Pete King, and yesterday I marched in two Fourth of July parades in Wantagh and Festival Park. Today I was taking a walk through Wantagh at the American Legion Hall, firehouse down the street, a fire memorial a few blocks from here, and it really reminded me of the great men and women who sacrificed so much for our country. People fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today, cops, firefighters, teachers, none of whom really get much credit. And yet, for the last, I don't know how long now, this lowlife, Michael Jackson, his name, his face, his picture, is all over the newspapers, television, radio. So all we hear about is Michael Jackson. And let's knock out the psychobabble. This guy is a pervert, he's a child molester, he was a pedophile, and to be giving this much coverage to him day in and day out, what does it say about us as our country? I just think it's too politically correct. No one wants to stand up and say, we don't need Michael Jackson. You know, he died, he had some talent, it's fine. There's people dying every day. There's men and women dying today in Afghanistan. Let's give them the credit they deserve. I really think the media has disgraced itself. I think that too many people in public life have made fools of themselves by talking about Michael Jackson as if he's some kind of hero. There's nothing good about this guy. He may have been a good singer, did some dancing, but the bottom line is, would you let your child or grandchild be in the same room with Michael Jackson? What are we glorifying him for? So anyway, let's take some time out to really look to the people that do make us a great country. The men and women of the armed forces, police, firefighters, teachers who work in really rough neighborhoods, people who volunteer with dying cancer patients, people who work in AIDS clinics, they're the ones we should be glorifying, not some pervert like Michael Jackson.
Congressman Pete King from New York getting slammed across America because a lot of people thought he was too hard on the whole Michael Jackson thing. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Was he on target to speak his mind, or is this political suicide? Is now a lot of people are going after the congressman in New York. A lot of websites are starting to bubble up, and of course, that what you just heard was all over YouTube as well. There's no doubt this has been an avalanche of Michael Jackson coverage. We've talked about it, but not very much actually on this show. Just a tiny, tiny bit, because frankly, I do agree that it's just so much saturation. I've already said this. The entertainment shows, of course, they're going to pound this into the ground because for them it means ratings. People tune in and they want to know every little bloody detail of every single thing that's happened. And what it says about us as a nation, Congressman King, is people care more about celebrities, which is why the circulation rates and why are high for celeb magazines, the Us's, the People magazine, that kind of stuff, or a website like TMZ where they stalk celebs, A-listers, B-listers, C-listers, whoever, and ask them inane questions and run around. People can't get enough of it. It's into a television show. It's one of the top 10 websites in the United States. And as long as the people want to be fed this, then people are definitely willing to serve it up because they know they're going to make big bucks on it. So that's what it's about. And the Jackson story is huge for those kind of websites and media and all that sort of stuff. But a lot of the mainstream media, I think, has pounded it into the ground, too. Let's hope they've got this memorial that's going on Tuesday where you're going to have celebrities, speaking of them, celebrities, athletes, whatever, all at the Staples Center and then other people outside. Maybe this is the end of the whole Michael Jackson worldwide coverage from end to end, and people will start talking about other things like what's now going on with Iran. Are they still having these protests that are bubbling up and trying to tweet them out of the country? What's going on with the Ayatollah, who said enough of the meddling of the West, and everything's about what's being pumped out by state TV? Media trying to get into Tehran are having a very tough time. Of course they are, because it's still a media blackout. And those elections in Iran were held on June 12th. And, of course, President Ahmadinejad just continues on. And then there's Honduras. And then there's things closer to home as well. So, as I said, we got a ton of email on this. Quickly, we're going to head to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This from Jack, who says, Kate, I love your show, and I love Steve-O, as you called him, from Dallas, calling in and saying, why is everybody covering all this Michael Jackson stuff when we could be talking about energy bill, the energy tax, Sotomayor, and health care? He's darn right. But you are also right, because you have covered it. And shame on anybody who criticized you for talking about Sotomayor, as you did for many, many weeks. And you also mentioned on your show, obviously, those confirmation hearings are coming up right around the bend, as you like to say, on the 13th. So I'm sure you'll be talking more about that. Keep it up, man. This one from Bill, who's listening to us in Montana. Bill says, hey, Kate, Michael Jackson, I am so sick of hearing about Michael Jackson. Yeah, I like some of his tunes, but I'm sorry, I agree with Pete King. When you first jumped on the air, you played that comment from him. Then I went to YouTube to check it out. And I know he's going to get crucified, as you said, for the words that he used. But he does have a point. There are other things going on. Here's one from Joe in Connecticut. Joe in Connecticut says, enough Michael Jackson. And to tell you the truth, I was being honest about it. I could care less about this memorial service. I just heard you mention maybe 10 minutes ago that this is going to be shown in some movie theaters across the country. Oh, I hope not in Connecticut. All right, so there you go. Jeff in St. Louis, you're up next. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. I want, if I could, talk about two things, if I can. Well, first is this Michael Jackson coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had liberal friends who said, thank you, Sarah Palin, for taking the coverage off of Michael Jackson for 2 days. Yeah, and I just thought that was kind of funny. They were thanking her for it.
Right.
And then, like you said, we got, no matter what side of the debate you're on with the cap and trade or the national health care debate that's coming up.
Right.
This is really important stuff that could change America for the next 50 years.
Right.
Maybe the next 100 years, and yet they're still talking about Michael Jackson. And the other thing I want to talk about is Joe Biden going off again.
Yeah.
You heard about that, huh?
You're talking about Joe Biden on the Sunday show still, the ABC this week,
yeah,
with George Stephanopoulos and the things that he said that basically where he was talking about Iran, that nothing's off the table.
They're not aligned the economy.
Oh, yeah, where he was saying, he was defending the fact that, hey, look, we looked at our numbers and, you know, we didn't know, and obviously how we looked at our numbers.
Yeah, here's the exact quote. The truth is we and everyone else misread the economy.
Yeah.
They were too optimistic.
Yeah.
And, ooh, I can just imagine the talking he's going to get when Obama gets back.
You know, that's the thing. He would be better to be a little more vague. And I think that's why, hey, if I did one of those Sunday morning shows, I don't blame Stephanopoulos because, you know, he did the same thing when he was on Meet the Press a couple of weeks ago and made some headlines. So now, boom, ABC put the VP on, and you're right, he gave them some fodder. And here's the thing, and he said it. He didn't say this, but the economic stimulus was shoved down our throats at what cost to ultimately the bottom line for America. And supposedly unemployment was going to be driven down in the opposite direction, but instead we're almost at 10%, which is ridiculous. And now, you know this, Jeff, they're talking about possibly a second stimulus.
Yeah, what are we going to give to China next for this? The second stimulus.
Exactly. We're like a pinata for China at this point, and it would be that much worse. We're just adding more on. We're just heaping more fuel onto the fire, if you will, for them. You know, remember, China is among a group of countries talking about one world currency.
Yeah, India recently, or just over the weekend, started to join that chorus.
Yes. Yeah, and that is definitely not the way the United States wants to go, and it's not good. You know, you're printing money where we don't even know how much money we're printing. So that's zero-sum game for us. You don't want to see that at all. So very good. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you.
800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like I said, after this memorial service, you know, it may die down a little bit, but the problem is you're going to have lawsuits with the doctors. You're going to have you'll have the private service, and it's still unclear. You're going to have these people that are going to perform at the so-called memorial service, but is his body going to be there? I don't think so. I can't imagine that they're going to do it that way. I think it's going to be one of those things where you have a picture and videos up and whatever, and people are going to talk about him, I guess, and sing. I don't know, but it may put an end to the over-the-top Jackson stuff. But tomorrow it'll be wall-to-wall coverage. Trust me. If they're putting it in theaters and people are going to see it in theaters and network television is televising it, interrupting programming, whatever it would be, if it's 10 a.m., I guess you're into the soap operas. Yeah, you'd be into soap operas, I'm assuming, in other parts of the United States. And also some of those morning talk shows and whatnot. So they're just going to interrupt those and cover Jackson. And I bet you flip anywhere and that's what you're going to see. Almost like, you know, when the president goes on the tube and you're trying to escape. I heard this before. And you're flipping around and you have to go to like HBO and Showtime just to get away from it. Well, I think that's pretty much what's going to happen in the day, certainly. And then there's going to be a ton of coverage after that. Coming up on the flip side, an update. It's funny that Jeff brought this up in St. Louis. An update on the comment Biden made about not giving Israel a green light to attack Iran. The Obama administration had to actually take back some of Biden's interview on Sunday. We'll talk about that next.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Introduce standing room only. What do they think? It's a concert. Hey, you. You want half off? You can stand right there in the middle of the aisle. Thank goodness it's not one of the American carriers like United, American, etc., or Southwest. I'll tell you about that in a second here. And also for Honduras, the Zelaya supporters are escalating the big fight in the streets. That is not dying down anytime soon. The interim president saying he doesn't want to deal with anything until the chaos has stopped completely in the country. So also we'll hit on that. But Joe Biden, we mentioned this on our last America Tonight. And I guess, you know, maybe it's because I was tired. I was watching it laying down. I'm thinking, oh, here we go, Biden. I know something's going to come out of this. And you listen to what he said. I knew the economy, obviously. And that's what he had said to David Gregory, really. On Meet the Press, similar thing, just comes out again. But then he talked about Iran, which he also talked to David Gregory about. And this time what happened is that the Obama folks had to douse the notion that they're giving Israel the green light to attack Iran, or that it's reconsidering plans to engage diplomatically with the Islamic Republic, right? So Biden, in that interview on ABC, said that the U.S. wouldn't stand in the way of Israel. We wouldn't stand in the way of Israel in its dealings with Iran's nuclear ambitions. So right away, trot out a State Department spokesperson who said the suggestions that Biden could be seen as giving the Jewish state a green light to attack Iran is not what was meant and not what was what should have been taken from that, and et cetera, and saying that Biden's point is that Washington considered Israel a sovereign country with a right to make its own military decisions, which he also did say, but in the middle of the other quotes, the other thing could be twisted to come out the way it did, let's face it, right? So the spokesperson was quick to say, we're not going to dictate any actions. We're committed to Israel's security. We share their concerns about Iran's nuclear program. And, of course, also refuted any idea that the president would drop the policy to engage diplomatically with Iran. And basically, they said, you don't read any more into what you see other than that. Because, again, Biden said Israel can determine for itself, it's a sovereign nation, what's in their interest and what they decide to do relative to Iran and anyone else. The Iran thing is a tricky deal, because first you have the president saying, geez, we're not meddling. Then he starts to get a little tougher when more people are blasting him for not saying, at least saying something more critical of the situation in Iran after those elections. And of course, the dead girl in the street, Nadia, which she was broadcast all over the place when she was walking and protesting and lie there dying in the street with her father watching. Man, I don't know. I'll tell you, Joe Biden, when he speaks, there's no doubt he has the worst foot and mouth disease that you can possibly imagine, or at least it's very easy to twist his words, to say the least, because the reaction, you know, was not good. Even Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chief of Staff, was on Fox News Sunday, and he said, these are dangers posed by any military strike against Iran, even if military options should be left on the table. See, that's the thing. Here's the deal. With Iran, you either pussyfoot around this whole deal, or you decide ultimately, what are you going to do? This is a game of chess, and this is a major piece that could really screw up the Middle East. So eventually it's going to come to the point where these things that Ahmadinejad says and the things that are coming out of Tehran, you got to decide, can they be tolerated? How serious do you take them? What's going on with the nuclear buildup and all that sort of stuff? But what's happening in the Middle East? Significant, certainly. But how about our country? Our economy is a wreck. It's a wreck. What about this healthcare thing? What about climate control? And what will that do to your house when, I said this before, when you go to sell it and you have to have this infrared, basically, do-over of your home so they can see, they being the inspectors, what isn't green? You know, it's funny, Don called in a while ago and he's talking about buying a house. I was looking at houses and I'm thinking, how can you look at houses from the 60s, 70s, even the 80s? Because none of us are going to be green enough. Unless you built a house with that in mind and you've got solar panels or windmills in your backyard or special things for the water pressure, etc., everybody's going to be in the same boat. And it's really going to be the people who don't have a lot of do-re-mi, because, of course, if you have a lot of money, then you're going to have the money to fix the things that you need to fix up. And if you don't, you're just going to be stuck. How do you sell this house? You're going to have to come up with money to really spruce it up and not curb appeal. You know that saying, like when you read about a house, who has great curb appeal? Yeah, it's more than curb appeal and putting some hedges in. It's going to cost you buku money. And a lot of people aren't going to be able to sell. I mean, yes, it's down the road, but if you're buying a house now, it's something that you have to think about. Or if you're in a house you've been in for a long time, hopefully it's the house you die in, because you'll have to be able to have it meet the green standards in the future should the climate control bill, the way it's worded, pass in the Senate. But all the talk about the climate and this bill, et cetera, this is your window of opportunity. If you don't like what's in it, or if you're hearing things that are in it and you're confused on some of it, this is your chance to react, because you're the constituent. I don't care if you're listening to me in Connecticut, in Vermont, in Montana, in Austin, Texas, in Dallas, Texas, wherever you're listening to me, this is your chance to react. Send your senator a note. Write a quick email. Send a handwritten note. Call, whatever. There is power in numbers. That's how you affect change, or at least let your voice be heard. If you sit back in the weeds and just gripe about it, nothing happens. There is no magic in that. There is magic in the voices. Repeat after me. What do most politicians want? Most, I say. They want to be reelected. They want to continue what they're doing. That means they want the people who vote for them to vote for them again. And you need to let your voice be heard. If it's heard, you have a much better chance of affecting the outcome that you desire. The government is about we the people, so just remember that, right? Sad note here, and it's worth mentioning, because you know when you go to the store and you see like those pink ribbons? I go to a grocery store where one week they're collecting dollars for prostate cancer, which can be a killer if you don't get it diagnosed early, for all the men out there. And the other thing, of course, breast cancer is so big. So poor Phil Mickelson, who 6 weeks after he announced that his wife had breast cancer and just, of course, stoned him, his mother was diagnosed with it as well, and she's going to have surgery later in the week. It just seems like, guys, listening to me, your wives, your daughters, your girlfriends, it's very scary of what we're seeing in the breast cancer rates, just like with prostate cancer if it's undiagnosed. All right, the Michael Jackson tickets, the hottest thing going in L.A., I know, and it's happening on Tuesday. Here's what some of the people who won had to say.
And Arthur might be front row, so we're very happy.
Yeah, we had this front row. Right.
Wow.
How do you feel not going?
You know what? It couldn't have happened to a better couple of women, I can't say. You know, when the cameras are turned off, I'll probably say something much more harsh.
I'm very excited. We loved Michael Jackson. He was an amazing talent, and he will be forever loved and missed by everyone. So, yes! I'm going, baby!
This is three generations.
Yes.
You got three generations.
All right.
Jackson
I'm the
family.
Grandmother.
She's the granddaughter.